Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Back to the phones. Dennis in Michigan. Aloha, Dennis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, another aloha from Michigan, Michael. Facebook, I quit using because it's basically hypnotic nonsense where people just kind of chit-chat with each other about nothing, kind of like the Seinfeld show.
Very much so. And, you know, I think a lot of this push for social networking is basically to tie up people's time on the computer without actually letting them get to any information. It's just another roadblock.
Yeah, really.
It's noise and fluff, and, you know, they bait you in with little icon pictures of girls in skimpy clothing. Oh, I want to hang out with them. And it's just more of the same propaganda, mind control stuff that we've seen in the regular media.
I like to blow people away on there, but I kind of quit doing that because it just bursts their little bubbles there. But it is Halloween, so instead of fake Halloween scares, I posted on there, 911 was a trick with the treats to the elites.
Oh, I like
that.
That's cool.
I just said, pass this on. I just told people, pass it on. And then I said, are you one of the few who are hoodwinked? Look seriously at Building 7. Happy Halloween.
Well, that is definitely a good one, you know, and it is rather amazing. There is still a sizable portion of the American people who don't know, because the corporate media kind of obfuscated it. There was a third building that came down on 9/11 that didn't get hit by any airplanes. It's not even mentioned in the official 9/11 report. They're trying to make it disappear, like George Orwell's 1984.
Yep.
You know,
memory hole.
There was no third building on 9/11. It's not in the official record. You must be dreaming. You're one of those mentally ill people who doesn't trust the government.
Well, the obvious demo of that building and William Rodriguez was what got me going down that rabbit hole. That was like, oh crap, wow.
Yeah, that's an ugly thing. All right, listen, Dennis, going to let you go here. Got a bunch of other callers coming
up here. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween to you, trick or treat. And Lee in Georgia, aloha, Lee. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, brother. I love that
aloha.
Trick or treat thing, by the way. That was cool. It was amazing. We were out in the field. We have a radio out there at the barn, and we're out there in the field all dealing with the horses. And all of a sudden, we heard the other caller talking about he would say he believes that most Americans want universal health care, and all of a sudden it was amazing. Nine people out there, and everybody immediately spun and looked directly at the computer that's out there with the radio, and all of them hollered at the same time, no, we don't want government involved in our health care, period, for any reason.
No, we absolutely don't. I mean,
I have never seen a group of people so in sync in my life. It was amazing.
No, we don't want government health care. Everything the government gets involved in gets totally messed up, you know, and I don't want them in charge of my health care.
No.
They can't even take care of their own. These are the same people who messed up the banking system, and now they want to come in and that's going to be the new bubble, is Obamacare. You know, when if the carbon bubble fails and it doesn't look like it's getting that much traction despite the earnest efforts of Director James Cameron, the carbon bubble is really not getting off the ground. Well, now it's going to be medical supply bubble. Anything that they can get that involves something that can be treated as a commodity can be turned into a bubble. Healthcare is now becoming a commodity.
Exactly. I mean, the post office, arrest, Social Security, Medicare, everything that they touch. And, you know, universal healthcare, it's a mandate. What are these people not getting?
Well, government is always going to expand its authority and its confiscation of money. There's never been a government in history that voluntarily reduced itself by any significant size. We're on a war status right now. The government justifies itself with more wars and more wars. Oh, we've got to tax you for this. We got to save the banks. We got to do this. I mean, the government created the financial mess, and now they want to tax us, you know, to fix it. Got to let you go here. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen.
Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first-of-its-kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And remember earlier in the show, we were talking about this obvious fraud of the Osama bin Toner cartridge and how if there was, in fact, no explosive in there, why did the British authorities know it was there? Because the bomb-sniffing dogs aren't going to find it. Well, now CNN is finally admitting, well, we knew the package was on the plane because we received inside information from an ally. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more. And, of course, they're not naming the ally, and they don't need to. You know, it's Israel. It's another one of Israel's false flag setups. And the American corporate media, which we have documented, is bribed by Israel to the tune of millions and millions and millions of dollars every year to report the news that Israel wants you to see. They're carrying this like it's straight news. And you can't tell me that all those people at all those TV networks didn't look at that circuit board and immediately realize it's a piece of junk from a 1980s vintage TV set. You can't convince me of that. They know it's a fake. You can't tell me that the intelligence agencies of the United States of America, who get $80 billion of your tax dollars a year, don't look at that toner cartridge and realize it's an obvious prop designed to attract attention and look good in the media. This is another phony setup. Okay? Now, whether it's just here to drive the bank news off the media or if Israel is getting ready to set off an atomic bomb inside the United States. But this is pure propaganda. They're selling you. Be afraid of the terrorists. Be afraid of the Arab Muslims. Be afraid of the Yemenites. This is just pure booga booga. All right, we're going to go to Kevin in Washington. Aloha, Kevin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Mike.
Yep.
I'm very familiar with your opinion on the playing at the Pentagon thing, and I'm actually not here to challenge that. But I just had a question. I know that your opinion is basically that at some point the government is going to trot out the video that clearly shows the plane, you know, to foil all these people who were suckered into, you know, believing there was a plane at the Pentagon. I guess my question is, what do you think they're waiting for? Or how long do you think they're going to wait to do that?
They're going to wait until all the major websites have signed on to this hoax. And the thing is, I think the reason that they don't do it and have not done it yet is the sure and certain knowledge that the instant they do, those websites and webmasters and radio hosts who are saying that the no plane theory is a bunch of crud would be made instant credible heroes overnight. And they don't dare take that chance.
Okay. I guess that's all I was wondering.
All right.
Yeah. Thanks
a lot for the call. All righty. Now, getting back to the situation here, there's an article that we put up at whatreallyhappened.com. And it's headlined, Getting Medieval on Your Assets, Four Reasons Foreclosure Fraud Really, Really Matters. And basically, this writer is saying the same thing that I am. The bankers are using this mortgage-backed security fraud to launch a tidal wave, a tsunami of foreclosures, to bring about the end of private property ownership in the United States of America. And I've used the terms before, return to feudalism, or the new serfdom, and apparently, according to this article, I'm not the only person who sees that. We're going back to a medieval model of a few very wealthy lordships owning everything, and you are allowed, graciously allowed permission, to live on their land in exchange for a lifetime of servitude, that you will come and go by their leave. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to bring about the end of Thomas Jefferson's experiment in a republic with democratically elected government. They're trying to take us back to that whole British European royalty model of the elites own everything and you may only live with their permission. Well, I'm not going to put up with that, and I'm sure that you won't either, no matter how many tranquilizers they put in the water. We're at the edge here. We're at the edge here. Here's something else they don't want you to think about. Here's why they're still waving booga booga airplane toner cartridges at you today. Boston University economist Lawrence Kotlikoff is saying that the United States government debt is not the $13.5 trillion official figure, which is currently 60% of our current gross domestic product, if we trust the American government's figures on gross domestic product. He's saying that the actual total debt of the United States government, including the unfunded liabilities and including all the money that has been spent to try and bail the bankers out of the mortgage-backed securities fraud they committed so that they don't have to go to jail, is now standing at close to $200 trillion, 840% of the current gross domestic product. Professor Kotlikoff is saying the United States government is bankrupt. Now, $200 trillion, and I know numbers that big, you start saying, whoa, I can't even get a handle on that. $200 trillion is $750,000 for every one of you listening to this show. That's how much the government has borrowed on your credit card, plus accruing interest. And by the way, the U.S. government has never paid down any of the principal owed to the Federal Reserve. They're always making payments on the interest to keep you shackled to that interest. The government never pays down the principal. Why? Because if they tried to pay down the principal, the Federal Reserve would shift their campaign donations to other candidates who are more reasonable in saying, let's just keep everybody shackled to the interest payments, and we don't touch that principal. But here's something you need to understand about the Federal Reserve system, and think about this over the weekend as this whole thing starts coming apart. The trap of the Federal Reserve system is that the moment this first pretty printed piece of paper went into circulation, More money is owed to the Federal Reserve than is actually in existence. When they grow the economy, and that's a bit of a deceptive word, because what that really means is when the economy goes into greater debt, they can print up more money to pay the interest on the old debt, but the new debt continues to expand. The debt always, always, always exceeds the available money supply. That's why the Federal Reserve System is a trap, and it's deliberately set up that way. So when you're talking about $200 trillion that the federal government owes, most of that money doesn't exist. And it never did. That's the trap. It is an unpayable debt. Most of it spent for wars, for surveillance, for bailing out Wall Street, for giving to Israel, and they don't spend it on us. This is why I want to get back to this idea of the odious debt. When the U.S. government collapses, as it soon will, and the inevitable carpetbaggers come in from the private bankers and say, well, you guys still owe us the money. No, we don't. That money was not borrowed for the benefit of the American people by the United States government. That money was borrowed for the aggrandizement of the U.S. government, for surveillance, for political repression, for favors, for wars. And we are not obligated for it. And this is a long-standing principle in international law. When the banking system collapses and drags the U.S. government down with it, we, the American people, are off the hook. I mean, when you talk about $750,000 for every living American, you could work your lifetime away. You could work till you drop to help the government pay off its debt. And what would you get for that? For all that lifetime of sacrifice and toil, you wouldn't get better roads, you wouldn't get better schools, you wouldn't get better hospitals, and you'd still be stuck with a government that is so terrified of you, they're reading your emails and listening to your phone calls. Is that really what you want to work a lifetime to pay for? I don't think so. On the other hand, when the banks collapse, as they are on the verge of doing, and the U.S. federal government collapses with it, and you understand the principle in international law that you are not responsible for the debts that government ran up that were not spent for your direct infrastructure benefit, then all of a sudden you begin to realize that your own life is going to be a lot better off post-federal government than it would be slaving and working your entire life trying to save the federal government from its own stupidity and its own folly. I think the reason that Rasmussen is finding the numbers that they are, with 65% of Americans wishing they could make Congress go away, is our recognition that all of our lives would be much better off, would be much improved, if the federal government collapsed, when the federal government collapsed. I think it's inevitable. I don't know when it's going to happen. I'm feeling that it's imminent. And this bank fraud, massive bank fraud and bankruptcy, you know, is the big crack that's going to make it happen. And that's why we're getting toner cartridges of mass destruction waved at us today. They don't want you understanding. The banks may very well be insolvent right now. And they're insolvent not because of deadbeats. That's the current propaganda going out there. Oh, it's all the fault of those Americans, and they're not paying their credit cards, and they're not paying their mortgages, and it's all their fault. No, it isn't. The fault is the massive, massive fraud committed by the banks with the mortgage-backed securities. And if the U.S. government hadn't been looting the American people to bail out Wall Street, we would have had the money to keep our bills paid. We're not an infinite source of money, contrary to the articles of religious belief by the Congress and the banks. If the money was moving to the American people, we'd keep our bills paid. We'd pay everything. We're not deadbeats. We're just not willing to dump it off on somebody else the way the banks and Congress did. We, the American people, are poor not by our own fault, but by the design and direction of the bankers and the government that helped them. And now that we're actually out of money, and there is no more out here to loot, the banks and Congress are whining and saying, but it's supposed to keep on working the way it always did. No, it didn't. The Federal Reserve was set up to take all the wealth of the American people and put it in the pockets of the bankers, and nobody stopped to think what they would do when they finally succeeded. We'll be right back.
need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And President Obama is now starting his press conference, and he's out there basically selling there's a credible terrorist threat to the entire country, and it's targeting synagogues, and we have to be sympathetic and just, you know, not bother those people about Palestine or shot up Americans in international waters. I mean, that's all past us now. Now there's a credible, he's doing the booga booga. Here's the windup, here's the pitch, and he's out there working as hard as he can to look serious and sincerely concerned about what's going on. All of this is over a toner cartridge sprayed with white stuff, with some wires and a dead circuit board from an old TV bolted onto the side. It does not have any explosives whatsoever. The British authorities were alerted to its presence from an ally. Gee, we can guess which one. So Obama is out there trying to scare America into saying, don't think about the banking crisis. Don't think about the economy as you head to the polls next week. We're going to protect you from those toner cartridges of mass destruction. We're going to protect you from fake bombs that don't really explode. Man, they are selling this thing so hard. I don't think 9/11 got this kind of intense media coverage. You're being sold a new state of fear. It's not terrorism. It's scarerism. It's not Osama bin Laden that is making you afraid. It's not Yemen that's making you afraid. It's ABC and CBS and CNN and Fox are working as hard as they can to make you afraid so that you won't question the policies of the United States government, so that you won't criticize Israel over the abuses of the Palestinians, so you'll forget all about how Israel attacked a U.S. flagged ship and American citizens in international waters earlier this year, and how our government let them do it. They're selling the big scare. He's saying it's a credible threat against the United States. This whole thing is a hoax. It is a hoax. Obama knows that he's going to lose the Congress next week during the election. He's trying to scare you all back into saying we shouldn't change the Congress in the middle of an emergency. This is pure propaganda. It's pure booga booga. Absolutely right now. It's a hoax, I guarantee you. All right, we're going to go to the phones. Ian in Pennsylvania. Aloha, Ian. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I'm wondering if you had a chance to read the acknowledgments on the paper about the newest mental disorder we have now.
I didn't read the comments on it, but I mean, you know, this is...
Not the comments, the acknowledgments from the author.
No, I didn't.
The author, the first group he acknowledged as, you know, an inspiration for the paper was the Southern Poverty Law Center, you know, the Thought Police.
Yeah, there you go.
Next one was U.S. Department of Justice, the FBI, the ATF, and my favorite one is the Cult Awareness Network, which is a wholly owned subsidiary of Scientology.
Ah, well, there you go. The Scientologists is kind of a weird group. Sometimes they've been adversarial with the government, but a lot of times the FBI has actually been contracting with them because they're some of the best hackers that are out there, work for the Church of Scientology. They have this front company, something blank interactive, I don't remember the name of it, but for briefly, and they were located in the same building as CNN, which is the really weird thing in Hollywood. When I was working at a visual effects company on the ground floor, and CNN was in the building, and the Scientologists were all over there, walking around in their uniforms. They look like they're from the Air Force. And
I think the big issue with this new, you know, phony mental illness they have here is that this is the last nail in the coffin for the DSM-4. Now, you've been talking a lot about lately about how Americans are drugged. Now, a big part of why this has been allowed to happen to us is this DSM-4. It basically legitimizes all these things that aren't mental disorders, but they say, oh, it's a disorder, so now we can put you on a drug to keep you hypnotized.
Well, that's exactly what it is, and the Soviet Union used to do exactly the same thing.
Same thing.
You know, if you don't love and trust the government, then you must be mentally ill, and they'd put you on drugs, or they'd send you off to the gulags. And now it's coming here to the United States of America. And you know, the whole idea, I mean, this is an attack on the First Amendment, because the First Amendment exists to protect political speech and dissent. And what the government is now saying is, well, dissent is a sign of a mental disorder. So if you exercise your First Amendment rights, we're going to shoot you up with a needle, or we're going to force a pill down your throat, and we're going to send you off to the happy farm, where you spend the rest of your life making baskets, you know, at less than minimum wage.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Okay. All right, thanks a lot. We're going to switch over to Doug in Wisconsin. Aloha, Doug. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Doug in Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Okay. I just was listening to the last remark that some people are saying we will be better off when the system comes down. Government, country, money, law enforcement would all go with the system. What will the older people that work their lives away for the, you know, Social Security that they paid into, the money, the homes, the food, they can't work once they reach 50 years old even now. And what about the children? This almost looks like a Mad Max situation where the strong feed off of everyone and everything else. The airlines,
yeah, but
the
they're already doing
road,
that. They're already doing
transportation
that.
Transportation would come
okay,
down.
Hang on, we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And in responding to Doug, basically, I understand his concern about the retirees in this country. What would they do if the government that is handing out cookies to them were to go away? But the reality is the government doesn't have any more cookies to hand out. That's part of the problem. Social Security has been looted to float the federal government along, going back to the Clinton administration. They admitted last weekend very quietly that Social Security cannot keep its promises to the American people. So the answer to the question, what are the old retirees going to do if the U.S. government collapses? Exactly the same thing that they're going to have to do if the government survives. There is no retirement coming from the government. They're broke. They spent it all on Israel and Wall Street and weapons and war. Now, as far as the rest of the infrastructure and everything's concerned, there's going to be some disruptions. But again, go and look at what happened to Russia when the collapse of the Soviet Union. And there was a little bit of confusion, but they picked themselves right back up, started a whole new government, and things are much better today in Russia than they were under the old Soviet Union. And the same thing will happen here in the United States of America. There'll be some confusion. There'll be a new government that is formed of people who are genuinely concerned about the American welfare, and the American people, the welfare of the American people. And things are going to be better when we are free from all of that corruption and debt going on there. All right, we're going to go to Linda in Rhode Island. Aloha, Linda. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. I was just reading on the local about this supposed bombs on the airplane. You know, one came from Dubai, and one from Yemen, and they were both headed to a Chicago area Jewish institution.
Yeah.
So what is this, some more of this wow on the Jews, with the people who are trying to get them?
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, now that it's on TV, they're saying now that they've actually found explosives. And frankly, I don't believe them. I don't believe a word they say. These are the same people who said Iraq had weapons of mass destruction and that the Gulf oil disaster had gone away on July 15th. It's just more desperate lying to keep the American people too scared to pay attention to what is really going on in the nation.
Yes. Yes, I agree, Mike. I'm going to let you go. I love your show.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Linda. And, all right, so moving right along here, let's see. Interesting story. The Founding Fathers' vision of prosperity has been destroyed. This is a story we'll put up at whatreallyhappened.com earlier today, and basically underscores that the way the country was originally set up, the reason there was a revolution was to free the American people from the tyranny and lordshipness of the private central bankers. Our schools today try and teach that the revolution was about the Tea Act and the Stamp Act, and it wasn't. It was the English bankers and the Currency Act that intentionally looted the wealth of the American colonies for the benefit of the private bankers in England that fueled the rage that led to the American Revolution. And when this country was set up, one of the revolutionary things that it did was to have a government-issued currency without a private central bank. This sent shockwaves through Europe because such a thing was simply not known. The governments of Europe since the days of the Templars had been obligated to private central banks and had been perfectly happy looting their people to make the bankers incredibly wealthy. That was just the way God intended the world to be. And so when the bankers were not able to wield their influence in the new United States of America, they lobbied Britain to launch the War of 1812 to force us all back into the servitude of the Bank of England. That didn't work. They came in and literally bribed the young Congress to create the first Bank of the United States with a 20-year charter. At the end of the 20 years, the outrage and anger and poverty caused by the first Bank of the United States forced Congress to basically refuse to renew the charter. Then they tried to repeat with the second Bank of the United States with a 20-year charter. That also brought the nation to the edge of ruin. And then finally, in 1913, the Federal Reserve Act was passed. Same year that they passed, supposedly, the 16th Amendment, although we now have judges saying, yeah, actually, the 16th Amendment wasn't really ratified, but, you know, we need the money, so we're going to pretend that it was. And the Federal Reserve Act created another private central bank. The Federal Reserve is not part of the federal government. It is no more federal than Federal Express. And again, our nation has been impoverished. It was set up to take real wealth from the American people and put it in the pockets of the private owners of the Federal Reserve, many of whom are not even in the United States. It's foreign-owned private central bank issuing the public currency at interest. There's an article that is permanently enshrined up at the top of my website called Bankers Called Wild. Bankers Gone Wild. And according to our server logs, it is being picked up and read all over the world right now. And it's a very long, detailed analysis, the history of private banking and the damage it has done to the United States of America, culminating with our current mortgage-backed security fraud. This is your assigned reading for the weekend. There will be a pop quiz on Monday. But you need to understand, there's also a video that's embedded in there that is worth watching in its entirety called Money as Debt that explains how the banking system has been perverted from something that is designed to be a benefit and assistance to society into a tool of enslavement and servitude. We are all indentured servants to the privately owned bank, the Federal Reserve Bank system. And they're all criminals. And I know you don't want to believe that any more than you wanted to believe that clergymen were molesting little children. But beliefs are the chains that hold free minds slaves. When you have a tyrannical society taking shape, the first thing they do is they go after the children. They put you in kindergarten and social studies, and they teach you this is what you believe your government to be. We're the good guys, and everybody else are the bad guys. And that's what's going on. also in Sunday school to say, see, you believe in our gods and you sneer at their gods, and you be ready to grab your knife and cut the throat of people who don't believe as we do. And people grow up, their personalities evolve around those beliefs, and those beliefs become chains. The greatest atrocities in history have been carried out by leaders before the very eyes of their own people who didn't see what was going on because they couldn't believe their own leaders could be so evil because they'd been taught to believe their leaders were good. Beliefs are the chains that hold free minds slave. The current crisis in the economy is persisting only because we've all been raised to believe that bankers are honorable, just like we were conditioned and brainwashed to believe that priests were very moral people. And so the bankers are robbing us blind before our very eyes because our eyes are blinded by those beliefs that we were raised with. We all saw the movies, the propaganda films in school about this is what banking is. I talked to our neighbor's kids the other day, and I said, where do banks get the money to loan out? And they say, oh, from the money the depositors bring in. They're still teaching that that's how banks work. And we know that's not true. The bankers will print up brand new money in some multiple of the depositors' money, and that multiple is continually being revised and changed. It's a legalized counterfeiting operation. If you or I paid our bills the way the Federal Reserve does, we'd go to jail. And I think the Federal Reserve really ought to. But we have betrayed those men and women who fought to create this nation. What they bought with their blood and their lives, we just threw away. We just threw it away. Because the bankers came in and said with their 30 pieces of silver to the U.S. Congress in 1913 and to the president, here, just sign this paper. We'll give you all this money. You'll just have so much money to play with. And, you know, future generations will pay it back. No problem. And it's a pyramid scheme. The Federal Reserve is a pyramid scheme because it can only exist if each succeeding generation of borrowers is larger than those that came before. So that the new money that is created by all that new debt can be used to pay the interest on the old debt. That's why they always talk about growing the economy. Growing is a sort of a spin word for plunging the nation deeper into debt. When they can't find a new generation of borrowers sufficient in size to prop the system up, it starts coming down, which is exactly what's happening now. When the baby boomers started to retire and the population of borrowers shrunk at the bottom and couldn't hold up the pyramid, that's when it started coming down. And the cracks are moving higher and higher in the economy. You know, even people in the upper middle class are now realizing they have been had. Royally, royally had. Possible symptom of just how bad it's getting out there. Unemployment offices are now hiring armed guards because of the anger and the rage of people who are just tired of not being able to find work and whose benefits have run out. And they're angry, and they're ready to fight back here. All righty, let's see. No other callers on the line. We're coming to the end of the show. I'm getting a lot of emails. Apparently, George Bush has come out with his memoirs, which I'm not going to spend a nickel, and I'm not going to promote them on my show. But apparently, everybody's talking about this one part where George Bush writes down that he thought Flight 93 on 9/11 had been shot down on his orders. And everybody's saying, they're admitting it was shot down. They're admitting it was shot down. No, actually, if you read it very carefully, he's not admitting anything. He's just saying he thought it had been shot down. And the official story of the heroic fight and let's roll and blah, 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 blah remains the official legend. And again, we already know the plane was shot down. It came down, the wreckage came down over 8 miles of countryside, which is not consistent with the ground impact. We have phone calls on the sky phone, not cell phones, the sky phone in the plane saying that there was an explosion and smoke while the plane was still flying in the air. So we know it was shot down. There's no question it was shot down. The reason why it was shot down, in my opinion, is the flight crew had regained control of the aircraft from the remote control systems, and had they landed, the reality on that plane would not have matched the official cover story, and that's why it had to be shot down. Now, George Bush apparently thinks that it's going to be a big surprise to everybody that the plane was shot down or that he thought it was shot down, but we know better. But here's the big question. Why was that one airplane shot down and not the others? something to think about. The other planes hit their intended targets, the World Trade Tower and the Pentagon. Flight 93 appears to have, like, gone away. Remember, in the Nodet Brothers documentary on 9/11, the first responders in New York are told there is a third plane coming in toward New York. That was Flight 93. All the other planes were accounted for. And all of a sudden, Flight 93, if you look at its ground track, it starts turning away. And that's when it disappeared. All righty, let's see. Dennis in Michigan. Aloha, Dennis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, Michael. You were just talking about the fractional reserve system.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always wanted to tap your vast historical knowledge about that, how that system started. From what I understand, it was, as the Money Masters presents it, the gold guys that would store your gold noticed that people wouldn't, you know, take it all out, so they could kind of fraudulently lend out gold certificates based on a 10-to-1 model, and people wouldn't want to come in and collect on that. And then that was the basis for this fractional reserve banking system.
Yeah, that was the origin of it. That's also in the video Money as Debt, and
right,
it began as a dishonest practice of the bankers, and when they got caught doing it, then the depositors said, we'll let you go on with that as long as we get a piece of the action in interest payments, and that's where it came into being. But
did that have an earlier historical basis? Because you hear about this Babylonian, you know, money system, and were they doing it back then? And, you know, did they just revive it?
Basically, the bankers are going to get away with anything they think they can get away with. But the banking industry is not run the way we are taught that it is run. And the reality is, you know, the essence of banking, as that wonderful clip from the International says, the essence of banking is to keep people in debt, to put them in debt and keep them in debt and never let them off the hook. And they're doing it with pretty printed pieces of paper, with fake money. And that's always been a disaster in history, and it always brings a nation to its eventual destruction. And we're there. We're there right now.
Yeah. How aware are you of the Venice system, which apparently was a fiat non-debt-based currency, which traded at times, from my information, at up to 30 to 50% premium to gold at the time. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, I'm familiar with that. I mean, there's been a lot of different systems, but the ones that only work that work for the people are the ones where the governments are issuing the currency.
That's how Venice was.
Yeah, that's how Venice was. Yeah. That's how the early United States was. That's how Hitler turned Germany's economic depression around, which led to the international banker boycott that set the stage for World War II. We've had presidents in the United States who tried to basically get away from that private central bank. We have Andrew Jackson, who refused to renew the charter for the Second Bank of the United States. There was an attempted assassination on his life. We had Abraham Lincoln, who issued a government currency to fund the Civil War, and then he was assassinated, and that currency was taken out of circulation. Then you had John F. Kennedy with his executive order 11110 that issued a government-issued silver-backed currency and put that into circulation. Then he got assassinated 5 months later. Those notes got taken out of circulation. You know, it's kind of interesting. Somebody wrote me an email talking about the Jubilee and the biblical references to the erasure of all debt every 50 years. And it was kind of interesting because if you go back to the starting of the Federal Reserve in 1913 and you add 50 years, you get to 1963, the year that Kennedy signed Executive Order 11110 that would have ended the slavery to the Federal Reserve. And, of course, then he got killed.
Yeah, the Jubilee was good math because once you pass 50 years, the exponential compounding interest turns into like more than the whole universe is worth, you know. Like,
well, we're already there. I mean, you know, this amount of money that this professor in Boston has calculated the U.S. government currently owes, it's, you know, it's more than the entire country is worth. It may be more than the entire planet is worth. It's kind of hard to get a good analysis, but the idea of Jubilee was the recognition that compound interest based banking is destabilizing to an economy and a nation. It's dispiriting to the people. Who the heck wants to go out and try and start a business now when you know the government's just going to come in and grab everything that you've done to pay off the bankers?
Michael, that's compounding interest. That's not exponential. I mean, that is the exponential compounding interest. That's not the fractional reserve, which is like insane.
Well, it is insane if it's allowed to go to extreme situations. I mean, I don't think we should have a private bank issuing the public currency. Jefferson said exactly the same thing. He said it was a bigger threat to this country than foreign armies. And he's absolutely true. We've never been successfully invaded as a nation, but we have been brought to the edge of destruction by the greedy money addicts in the hearts of our banks who just have no other world vision than I want more money. Okay, gotta let
whoever
you go here.
Whoever creates money doesn't need armies. They can control it.
That's exactly right. And, you know, if you took all their money away today, but you left them the ability to create new money, they'd own everything again in 20 years. We'll be right back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I'm watching the press conference about, you know, the credible terrorist threat. Pay no attention to how the bankers have destroyed the country. We've got Al-Qaeda to wave at you. Remember the literal translation of the colloquial translation of Al-Qaeda? The toilet. It's Arabic slang for the toilet. It's all a fake. It's all a fraud. So anyway, one reporter in the White House in this press conference actually asked a very good question. because they're now saying, well, we found all these packages and they may have explosives and we think they have explosives and, you know, nobody can prove that they don't have explosives and they're trying to wave it out there. And the reporter said, well, how did you know where to look? And the guy at the podium just went white and said, well, we were alerted to their presence. Oh, how was that? Well, we can't really discuss how it's a setup. It's a setup. The Mossad calls everybody and says, ooh, our spies are saying that the bad guys have put bombs on the planes. You got to go deal with that thing. These are the same people who told us Saddam had weapons of mass destruction. These are the same people who said that it's safe to go back eating Gulf Coast seafood. Okay? These are the same people who insisted the planet was going to melt down despite two harsh winters, and it's all your fault. These are people who are desperate to distract you from the fact that the banking system is on the edge of default. They've screwed the American people and homeowner, and government let them do it. They're desperate to keep you from thinking about that. This is a Hail Mary pass. I don't know how much traction they're going to get with this. But, man, they are pounding this as hard as they can. They are pounding, they are selling this. You need to go out over the weekend, talk to everybody you know, go on your social networking sites, go on the newspapers and say, I don't trust this. It's too convenient for the election. It's too convenient to protect the banking system. It's too convenient for Israel, as that one caller called in and said. It's a hoax. It's a fraud. It is the biggest of the big lies. And you got to stand up for truth. All of you. Every single one of you. You are all part of Rivero's Rangers. And the Rivero's Rangers are out there fighting for the truth, to get the truth out there to the American people, because they're not going to get it from the TV news. All they're getting now is the big booga booga. Be afraid. Be afraid. Only we can save you. That's what's going on here. The big news story is the mortgage-backed security fraud. And all it's going to take is a couple of those European or Asian bankers or governments to come in and say, we want our money back now, and it's all going to come down. Who knows? Here's a wild thought I'm going to leave you with. What if the terrorists, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more, bombed Wall Street? Then all of a sudden the government says, well, we don't know where it all went now. Golly gee, shuck, nobody to prosecute, nobody to arrest. We're just going to take the money we have in our pockets and retire, and that's going to be the end of it. Weirder things could have happened. But I'll tell you, they are pushing this for a reason. They're selling us terror as hard as they can. There may be a big bang over the weekend just in time to influence the elections. But I'm smelling panic in this press conference. I saw panic on Obama's face. This is another big lie. Get ready for something really ugly to come on down in the next few days here. They're pushing this way too hard for it to be just about a toner cartridge with Christmas tree snow sprayed on the outside and a circuit board from an old defunct TV set bolted on the side. There's more to it than that. All right, that's it for our show. Have a great weekend. Happy Halloween. We'll see you back Monday, I hope. 2 o'clock Central here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.